The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
She looks down at her monitor and replies, "Well, I don't think we both can eat on $8.37."
You never ever flirt with your bank teller. That's why you don't flirt with your bank teller.
This is true.
They know far too much.
Okay, this is just so ironic that this person would talk about a bank teller, because I think the next lady on the phone right now, Cheryl, were you a bank teller? You worked at a bank, right?
Yep, I just retired after 30 years.
On the phone right now, if you heard yesterday's show, this is the young lady, Cheryl Moore, in eighth grade.
No, you give her her title.
And I got the title wrong yesterday. I called her Miss Newport Richie. She was Miss Chasco Fiesta, Queen.
Wow.
Chasco Fiesta is the big, it's almost like here in Lynchburg, you know, we had the kaleidoscope.
Uh-huh.
So in Newport Richie, that was kind of the kaleidoscope week that we would have. Chasco Fiesta was a big deal back in the day, 1976.
So
Chasco Fiesta Queen for 1976.
Okay.
Cheryl Morrill.
Cheryl, you get talked about, I won't say as much as his wife.
Oh,
but
stop.
You get talked about a lot.
I've brought your incident up with the pencil two or three times since we've been on the air in December, because I've been known to be a little bit of out of control, a little bit of a class clown, and that continues in my 60s now.
All right, now you sit back and let me talk to her
for a stop.
Second.
Oh, I knew this was going to be trouble if she called.
Just a second. Okay, so tell me about the pencil incident.
Well, I'm pretty sure he exaggerated.
Oh, yeah, you think?
Pretty sure. The way I heard it was like, I put it all the way in, broke it off. Well, I don't think I'm that strong to break it off with one hand.
In the eighth grade.
It might have went in the leg.
It may or may not have gone in the leg. Oh, and it's always very dramatic. She stabbed me in the leg, and that's when they had real lead in pencils. And, yeah, it's always very dramatic. So what was he doing to annoy you? Do you even remember?
Well, Mark was, I probably don't remember the exact thing, but Mark was always chatting, always just talking away, you know, coming up with something, you know, talking about his VW truck that he had made and was always working on it.
Yep.
I hear you. I mean, many times in the morning, I've wanted to stab him in the leg with a pencil. So I get it. Believe me. Yeah. Well,
I'm sure it was just about a 16th of an inch of the pencil.
Yeah. Well, it did stop me from annoying you that particular day. I think the rest of...
I'm sure it did.
I was afraid of you pretty much after that.
Oh, stop it.
Until you became a beauty queen, and then he was like, oh, I gotta date her.
I got to go out with her.
I think his exact words upped his street cred.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did take me and I think a group of people down to car racing when they used to do the figure eights down in Clearwater or St. Pete.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I missed the 45th.
When you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. It really does. And you still are a beautiful lady, Cheryl. And I didn't make the class reunion this year. Did you get to make the 45th?
No, I didn't. I happened to be out of town. My grandson had a birthday, and they were celebrating it over by Disney. So
oh, okay.
I was like, no, I can't make it. But well, they called just to make sure, because normally I go.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
I really felt bad.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you've called in and you've confirmed that Mark did, in fact, date a beauty queen. and she did stab him in the leg with a lead pencil. So, good to know.
Hey, you know, that's my claim to fame.
That's well, a good one.
Well, Cheryl, God bless you. And please tell your hubby hi for us. And he's the lucky one. And I am too, because of who I'm married to, and we both got the
beautiful lady.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We both got the girl, and I'm just so privileged to call you my friend. And we hope to see you at the 50th. You know what upset me the most not making it this year, Cheryl? Not only seeing all my classmates, is I still have hair. Okay, I mean I made it to some of these.
Of adult.
I'm one of the few that's still, and it is thinning. And I'm thinking, I may not have a whole lot. I may have to do a comb over by the 50th.
That's what toupees are for. You'll be fine. Thank you so much for calling in, dear. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
You too. Take care and go Buccaneers, right?
All right. Well, you've
go back.
You've confirmed it all.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I believed you.
Well, yeah, former beauty queen, you know what I mean? Chasco Fiesta queen. Now, that's even queen. Higher up than Miss Newport Richie in my mind.
Wasn't it Miss Newport Richie not a queen?
Well, she was
got
a queen,
a tiara,
too.
Didn't she?
I'm sure she did. But the Chasco Fiesta Parade, let me just tell you one thing.
I have a tiara. I'm gonna wear my tiara in Monday. You wait.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to do it.
We had a boat parade because all the channels that were in our area, man-made channels with the Gulf of Mexico, and the Chasco Fiesta boat parade was huge.
Cool.
And so it was a neat time, and she's a neat lady. And I did ask her to call in today if she wanted to defend or straighten the record out. And
yeah, you're just trying to make sure everybody knows you dated a beauty queen. That's fine.
Well, that's okay too. I'm married to one now.
Yeah, I'm sure Kara was participating in in beauty pageants. Okay. All right.
No. I mean, she's a beauty too.
She is a beauty.
Yeah,
for sure.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.